1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's Thursday, April 20th, and we've got previews happening. Joining us on the phone lines with Stratford Festival is Ann Swerdfeger. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And this is an exciting time. We're getting so anxious for the upcoming Stratford Festival season, but we've got previews happening right now.
We do. There are actually visitors in town. It's so exciting. I wish that we had last week's weather, but it'll be coming back quickly.
Oh, sure.
We have Rent, Spamalot, and by Monday, King Lear on stage. It's really an incredible time over there. Everyone is working all the time. Every hour God sends, people are busy working, shows are in tech if they're not already on stage. Rehearsals continue. I think we have 9 shows in rehearsal now.
Wow, that is incredible. It's amazing how quickly the time flies by between, you know, January and now, with rehearsals and now previews and then the upcoming season. So can you spotlight the Spamalot for us? This has kind of been a long show, or show that's been long in waiting to take the stage at Stratford.
It sure has. We had programmed Spamalot for 2020, and it hasn't been the right time to bring it back until this year. You know, it has this opening number where they call, "Bring out your dad," which is great Monty Python humor. It's set, of course, during a time of plague, and there's lots of gags on that. But I think if we'd done it a little earlier than that, there may have been calls of too soon.
Fair enough. And I think people are just ready to laugh.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I was so happy to sit in the dress rehearsal the other day, and we were capturing some photos and some video, and just see all the Monty Python gags that I have always loved so much. And, of course, it's based on the movie Monty Python and the Search for the Holy Grail. So it has the Knights Who Say Knee, the Killer Rabbit, the Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch, the Black Knight. You know, he's the one who gets his arms and legs cut off and says, "It's only a flesh wound."
Yeah, who doesn't do so well in the fight.
So it is, it's got every joke that we, you know, for my generation that we grew up with. And it's so worth seeing. It's really, really funny. And it is prime Monty Python humor.
And I think we're so looking forward to seeing this on stage at the Avon Theater. Not only the costumes, but I know there's been a lot of work on the props and the set for this show.
Oh, yeah, just incredible. And I've got to tell you, the photos captured the colors, the depth. It's such a beautiful show to watch, and it's just hilarious. So, yeah, buy tickets. You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to sit there and laugh. Old friend of mine from high school and public school called me yesterday and said, "What's the word on Spamalot?" And I said, "Go." So he's going on Wednesday, and it is one of those. Just go. You're going to laugh.
Oh, for sure. And it's so wonderful to have music at the main stage at the Stratford Festival Theater with previews of Rent happening now.
Yeah, so we've also got Rent on stage, and people, oh my goodness, I was not in the right time to have Rent be one of my shows, or were people called Rent heads. I was raising kids when it came out, so I sort of missed the whole Rent thing, but when I went to see it, it's so moving, and it's so powerful. I think people have, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a musical for people in their 40s, but absolutely not. Young people are enjoying it. Older people are enjoying it. It's really powerful, moving, beautiful music, beautifully done, incredible performances. It takes up that festival stage so just magnificently. I highly recommend it. I know a lot of people may not be familiar with the title, but I think people will really enjoy it. It'll be well worth the trip to the theater to see it. As I said, moving, wow, especially here in Stratford, you know, where we really did go through that AIDS crisis. So I think a lot of people remember friends who died from AIDS. Now I'm making it sound like a gloomy musical. It's not. It's a moving, there'll be tears in your eyes at the end, but there are also moments where you're going to laugh your head off at some of the things that are said.
Yeah, it's just part of the magic with the Stratford Festival season. So we have Rent previews happening, Spamalot previews, and we've got a big preview that starts next week. Is that right?
We do. Paul Gross as King Lear has its first preview on Monday. I just saw the dress rehearsal yesterday, and it's really fabulous. Wow. I know there have been a lot of Lears over the year, and King Lear is my play. You know, a lot of people they'll favor one or other of Shakespeare's plays. Lear's the one that I really like to see, and I'm so happy to have added this to my catalog. I found it really beautiful. The performances are really lovely, and it's got Paul Gross with David Keeley, of course, local David Keeley, actor, musician, musical performer on Broadway and here and all over the place. And they played Hamlet together, and now David is playing Kent to Lear, so that best friend relationship again. It's really lovely, so I highly recommend getting out to see that as well.
Yeah, kind of a reunion of sorts, and great to have Paul Gross back at Stratford Festival and back out on stage. Great to see.
Yeah, it really is. It's wonderful to have him here. People, of course, loved Paul in Due South and in Slings and Arrows. I'm hearing a lot of people from the U.S. go, oh my gosh, Paul Gross from Slings and Arrows, because that was such a cult show, and, you know, based on the festival. People just are thrilled. They're really looking forward to getting to Stratford to come and see him in the show, and they won't be disappointed.
Well, we've got lots happening right now, lots of previews, and of course the upcoming Stratford Festival season. And what's the best way to get tickets?
StratfordFestival.ca. The Monday preview of King Lear is a Pay What You Wish performance, so there are a number of those throughout the year if you want to get a great bargain. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you'll see when there are special deals available. You can also call us at 273-1600.
Sure, a good old phone call as well. There you go. Ann Swordfinger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much for this, Ann.
Really good to talk to you.